things change, events change. The people spoke first and foremost. There was some very constructive approaches made by the Save Our Services groups in Donegal, who made their feelings felt very strongly that people want to be cared for in their own areas. They don't want to all have to be moving to Letterkenny to be taken care of, and that they value their community hospitals. I suppose at a time when a decision was made to replace those three existing units and build a brand new unit, it was a very different time in Ireland. I mean, that was done, those decisions were taken while they were announced in 2015. They were taken and I suppose decisions made around 2013 when the country was in a very different place. The message I want to put to the people of Donegal is, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak on the show, is that events have changed since then. The demographics have presented us with huge challenges. The amount of people getting older in the country is rocketing through the roof. Dementia is coming down the tracks like a hurtling train. And I think having seen the hospital in St. Joseph's last night and seen it myself and walked through it, it would be madness, and the HSE accept this, and that's why they commissioned the Ratkins report to close the St. Joseph's unit, or to close any of the units, and move everybody to Donegal because of the soaring demand for capacity within.
I would argue that demand was there in 2013. I don't know how the demographics have changed in 5 years, but be that as it may, are the future of long-term beds at our three community hospitals, well, we'll take the two, we'll leave Lifford out of it for a moment, are they secure long-term into the future, long-term care, dementia care? Can you guarantee people that that is the case in Rimelton, in St. Joseph's for the long-term? That's the question.
Well, I mean, with the guarantee I can give you, I don't like guarantees. I don't like these words. These tie people up in knots. I want to give people an assurance that these facilities will continue to play a very significant role in the provision of care for the elderly in Donegal County.
Is that long-term care and dementia care?
Well, it's going to be care of the elderly. I don't know what particular. I can't decide whether we'll have 12 beds here for long term and 3 beds short term, maybe respite, maybe dementia units. All of that has to be worked out. But at a time when we've announced a plan last Friday where we're looking for 4,500 additional long stay beds to be developed across the country, it would make absolutely no sense whatsoever to close down beds in Donegal, either in St. Joseph's or in Stranraer, and as you say, Lifford has...
So if your own government were to allow those beds to close, you're saying it would be a nonsensical decision. So I can only conclude from that that you're giving a commitment that these long-stay beds, the dementia care beds in these facilities will be there into the long term. That's the commitment I can only take from your comments, if it would be a nonsensical decision to remove them.
It would. It absolutely would be nonsense. It'll make no sense whatsoever at a time when we have chronic overcrowding in our acute hospitals, when we have soaring demand.
So why can't you give people that assurance now and put this to bed once and for all? We can draw a line under this, Minister, today, if you give that commitment. And you give it to the and you correct the record in the Dáil. This is all done and dusted. People can't understand why you, as a spokesperson for this government, can't put people fear away. Get rid of it.
I have given a commitment to address this in the Dáil. I mean, it's a bit of a sideline effort, and that brings the politics into it. But I have no difficulty giving the same commitments that I'm giving to you on your radio show and that I gave last night at the public meeting, giving the same commitments in the Dáil, if that's to satisfy.
What is that
people.
Commitment that you're giving?
What I've just said to you there, that these units will continue to play a part in the provision, and there is no sense whatsoever, no justification or no case can be made for the closure of these units and these facilities when we have soaring demand. And
they will be supported, invested in.
Yeah, but I can't nail down for you what each and every one of these units. There is a process to be gone through here. They have to go back through. The Ratkins report has been presented back to the HSE with recommendations, with outlining the figures, with changing the statistics that are, you know, emerging, some of the newer demographics that have become apparent in recent years. Dementia has become much more of a challenge in each passing year. That has all been presented back to the Capital Appraisals Unit within the HSE. They have to now go through that. So there is a process there. It's not the Minister's gift to, I suppose, appoint or disappoint people when or any particular facility.
Well, with respect, it was in Kathleen Lynch's gift in January 2016 to tell the people that their community hospitals were closing down. Well, so we can't have it both ways.
No,
Changed.
It wasn't. The word closed was never. It was replaced was the word that was used, right? That okay. They were replaced. And that was coming down the track.
Well, how are they going to open coffee shops? I mean...
Sorry for a moment. No, I mean, let's be fair with the people and let's be honest with the people. It was replaced at a time when HICRA had set very, very stringent standards, which since have been rolled back on, okay, but at a time where they were insisting on no more than two beds in every ward. And at that time, a decision was taken to replace the existing capacity with new capacity outside Letterkenny. Now, since then, those very stringent rules laid down by HICWA have been relaxed. There has been breathing space given to these communities. So the benchmark has changed significantly, the goalposts have changed significantly, which has allowed for breathing space and for, you know, a change of plan and a change, and that's what I'm trying to communicate to the people. I can't be so definitive as to prescribe exactly what will go where and how much and whatever. There is a plan to invest €3.1 million in one of the units, €2.4 million in the other. It has all been costed and, you know, put forward.
Is that money there?
The money, I mean,
it's been called ghost money.
This is a point I made last night. This government, I was elected in 2011 under the Fine Gael government. The very last action of the previous Fianna Fáil government, and I am being political here, but I mean politics has been dragged into this at every level. The last action of the Fianna Fáil government in 2010 was to close community beds all over the country, the length and breadth of it, and I made that point last night.
That's 8 years ago, though. I mean,
please let me finish the point. If you're going to ask me on your show, you can at least let me finish.
Well, I asked you a couple of times, so I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, okay, and I'm delighted to be here and have the opportunity, but just please let me finish my point without interruption. It is a point worth noting that Fine Gael has never, since we've come into government, and we've been here in the darkest of times economically, closed any community beds anywhere. It has been, other than HICWA closing beds, the government has never had a policy of closing long-stay beds anywhere in the country. I can appreciate under Fianna Fáil government it was a different policy and people are rightly more afraid of government's closing beds, but as I say, in our darkest economic times, we didn't close any
long-stay beds. But beds have closed in St Joseph's, 10 beds have closed.
That has been due to HICWA, and you know that well. That wasn't a
But you're blaming
decision.
Fianna Fáil for closing beds and you're blaming HICWA for closing beds. People just want to hear that your government will make sure that these facilities are well invested in. Can we move to Lifford?
We have a record of that for the last 7 years of investing in community healthcare, including the units we're talking about here. St Joseph's has seen almost €1 million in the last 18 months being invested.
Do you think HICWA does a good job?
To bring it up to standards.
Does HICWA do a good job?
I think they do. I think they're difficult and challenging. They pose a lot of challenges to us all. But having said that, they have changed, radically transformed how we care for our elderly and really upped the standards across the state. And I think that has to be welcomed on any objective, independent analysis of what they do. While it's challenging and while it costs us an awful lot of money, I think care of the elderly and the need to keep investing in that. And we are doing that for the last 7 years in all of these units to try and keep up to the standards that HICWA demand for our elderly.
I know you have other commitments. Briefly, Lifford Hospital, very important as well. It seems to be that we're going to need to provide another hospital there. What is your views on that? What's the policy on that? What information do we have in that regard?
Yeah, I met with the group there, and I must say I was out there with Minister Joe McHugh last night, and Councillor Martin Harley, and we met with the group there, the Lifford Friends of the Community Hospital there, and talk about an impressive, I mean, I've met groups the length and breadth of the country. They meet on a weekly basis on a Tuesday. They have put forward proposals of a greenfield site, which they have put forward to the Department of Health, suggesting that they can rebuild the unit there if that's what's necessary. They also have very significant resources collected and safeguarded and presented again available to the Department of Health. So, I mean, my line today to that group was that I would work in support with them. I mean, if they're being that proactive, if they're being that constructive, care of the elderly, and I made that point last night, is not like cancer care. It doesn't have to be located centrally anywhere. Care of the elderly should ideally be done in people's own communities where family members can easily access and visit and all of that. So my dream and my hope is to see Lifford continue. It may have to be rebuilt. I'm not an expert on the construction side of it, but I understand that the building poses very significant challenges because it was built in the late 1700s. But myself and Minister McHugh committed last night that we would continue to work with the group. They're going to make a presentation to us that I will ensure goes to the HSE. I will ensure the HSE respond in a timely manner back to that group and I acknowledge and recognise the work they've done to date. And as I say, Minister McHugh is going to keep me updated on that position and keep reporting to me, and hopefully, you know, I can't give commitments into the future beyond reasonableness, but I would be very hopeful that we can actively maintain a facility for care of the elderly in that community.
And just who makes that decision then, finally, Minister? Because, I mean, if the Minister, is it the HSE? I mean, is it your government? Why can't we have that commitment?
Which commitment are you looking
any
for?
Any of them. The commitment on long-term beds and dementia care beds, and also a rock-solid commitment on the hospital in Lifford. Why can't we have that commitment from you? You're a very influential person in this government, a very powerful man.
Yes, but politicians should never and never make decisions on, you know, who goes where and what goes where. We can't be decided. We have to...
Okay, so who refers Kathleen Lynch's decision then?
We have to oversee overarching policy decisions that are made, overarching, but like I can't specifically say there should be things. These have to be clinical decisions. Clinicians, practicing consultants, doctors who treat elderly people will decide how many of these beds should be long stay, how many, and they will, I suppose, work with the HSE in determining the HSE management locally, in determining how many of these beds should be open. Obviously, HIC will have an input. So there is no one person has a determination that or has the power to say this will be this and that will be that. What I can do as minister, in responsible for the department that oversees the HSE in the delivery of these services, is give my commitment to work with the local communities, give them my expressed wish and my expressed desire to see these facilities continue to play a huge central role in the care of the elderly in the county of Donegal into the future, to work with my colleague, Minister Joe McHugh, to ensure that we can continue to see investment into these areas. And it is happening at the moment, and there is planned investment into these facilities.
When is that money going to become available? That's hugely important. That was announced quite some time ago. I don't think we've seen any of it yet.
What money is what
the
money?
The 3 odd million for investment in St Joseph's, the couple of 1.8 I think for Grimalton.
I mean, a lot of that investment, I was in St Joseph's last night, there's very significant investment gone into St Joseph's in the last 12 months to 18 months. They have radically altered the bed composition in many of the wards. They're now proceeding to build more ensuite facilities, so that money is being spent as we speak, and anybody who visits St Joseph's or is familiar with it will see that. But to answer your question, I suppose more directly, 2021 is the year we have to meet these standards for HICWA. So that money will have to be spent, finished spending it by 2021.
Thank you very much, Minister.